I just told you old strong butter ain't no good for nothing.
Okay, and then now when milk starts to turn.
Milk will spoil that way. It ain't it ain't no counting when the spicy when you turn it out and taste it first.
Yeah. Well, when milk gets lumpy.
That's cool. It's bad meat all the way around.
Well, I just wondered if you, I'm talking about a kind of cheese you sometimes make when it gets, do you use the word clabber?
Yeah, you can make cheese out of clabbered milk, because it's nice.
Yeah. Now, before it turns to clabber, though, and it's just kind of turning, you ever use the term like?
It's blank. It's just fixing
to fire. I see. And is that, you make bread with that?
Yeah, you can make bread with it. You make good bread.
And do you ever skim milk?
Yeah, I skim.
And did you ever call skim milk anything?
Yeah, cream, the cream off of the skim
milk. Well, after you take the cream off, what, do you ever have a name for that stuff?
No.
Do you ever call that Blue John? Have you ever heard that called Blue John?
Yeah, now there are no cows that give Blue John meat.
Oh, really?
They are. You can get cows that give Blue John meat.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's no cream at all in the
no
milk?
No cream at all in it. It's Blue John milk, and you milk, and it's just what you must say, just stain water. Uh-huh. It's right white.
Is that right?
I've milked
cows
that
did. Is that right? No, I've
never heard of that.
Well, there are cows that put out like that, too. I want to ask you about a kind of, if you make a kind of pie, ever make a kind of pie where you put the pastry down, and then, underneath on the bottom, and then you put a layer of the fruit, like say apple, and then you put another layer of pastry, and you build it up that way, and maybe make three or four layers. What would you call a pie like that?
I would call them fat cakes.
Fat cakes?
Yeah.
I see, but it's baked though, like a pie. And then a sweet liquid that you might serve with pudding.
The cream. That's more like whipped cream you're talking about.
Well, I was thinking something that might be, do you ever have anything that you call that's sweet, that you call either dressing or gravy?
No. I just always call it whipped cream. Mm-hmm.
Any kind of a sauce that you ever make?
No, I just always call it whipped cream.
Well, I know whipped cream is one thing, but I mean something that you might mix. For instance, did you ever take milk and put a little nutmeg and sugar in it and mix that up and maybe pour it on pie?
Oh, yeah, we've done that, too.
What do you call that?
I don't know what they call it, but we've done that, too, haven't we, babe?
I just wondered if you ever called it dip. Have you ever heard that?
No.
That's what it's called? Do you make anything that you call a sauce? That would be a sauce.
Mm-hmm.
What would a sauce be to you?
It'd just be milk and little spices and sugar and things that you mix up together.
And what would you call it?
I could just call it a dip.
Uh-huh. How about,
okay,
that means, that's what I was getting at, that it would be the same thing.
Be the same thing.
Okay, and a little something you might eat between regular meals, you might call that a
snack or something like that.
All right, and if this dark liquid that you drink, as you talked about this morning, you sometimes put cream in it.
That's coffee.
Yeah, now when you wouldn't say I'm going to prepare coffee, would you? You'd probably say I'm going to
serve coffee.
Yeah, but when you're going to actually...
Yeah, wait line.
Sure. Now, when you say you're going to serve coffee, before you serve it, you have to...
Boil it. We already sweeten coffee.
So you talk about you want to boil some coffee.
Yeah.
Now, if you're preparing dinner.